Good morning, and we welcome to the Daily Pod for the first time, Christine Craig. She is the Executive Director of Main Street Brookville. Good morning to you, Christine, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on the program. And first up, a story that we had on the news and on WRBIRadio.com earlier this week was Main Street Brookville offering a unique eclipse experience. And this is something for it's with the light sound machines. If you could, Christine, kind of run us through exactly what this is.
Yes, that is the light sound project. It is a solar sonification project that was developed by the Center of Astrophysics at Harvard and the Smithsonian. And they worked with the National Science Foundation, the International Astronomical Union, the Simons Foundation, the American Astronomical Society, and they developed this machine that turns light into sound. And it's a really exciting, special way for people who are visually impaired to experience this solar eclipse that is coming next week.
And, of course, this is something that's been, I guess, in the works for quite a while. It was designed and developed several years ago.
Yeah, it was developed back in 2017, you know, for the annular eclipse that took place then in part of North America. You know, it uses a technique called sonification, and so that is that whole process of turning data or light in this instance into sound. So as the moon comes across the sun and causes, you know, that shadow and that darkness to fall, the light sound is going to change. With bright sunlight on there, or, you know, ambient light, whatever you put on, it sounds like a flute. And as it gets darker, it goes through the lower flute sounds and then goes into more of a clarinet sound. And then as it gets dark, it just becomes a very low tone, and in total darkness, it just clicks. And then it will slowly go back up as, you know, the light increases again.
And it looks like this project, they have a rather lofty goal as far as building the number of devices to be distributed.
Yeah, back in 2017, there were only 3 devices in the country. But this time they have almost 900, and Brookville was lucky to receive 2 of those machines. And, you know, we are super excited that they gave us that chance to share this experience with those that can't necessarily experience it the same as, you know, myself. And but this way they get to experience it.
Now, I understand that the Light Sound Project is partnering with a group to hold a live webinar stream during the eclipse.
Yes, and we have been asked to take part in that. I actually have a Zoom meeting this afternoon, and we will for sure know if we are going to be the primary location here in Indiana. It is ourselves and one other spot. They like to have a backup because weather, we never know what's going to happen. So that kind of depends on the day and how the weather is. But yeah, we were asked to participate. It will start in Texas, where the eclipse begins this time in the United States. And it's going to come up through, you know, the path and come through us. And so for about 1 minute, 2 minutes, Brookville will be the feature location on this this live stream event, and then it'll move on and go up to Maine, where, you know, that's the last place in the United States that will experience this eclipse.
And again, that is a national live stream event. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and actually, it'll be streamed around the world because there are so many scientists and eclipsophiles that, you know, just love this kind of experience. So it'll be all over the world, you know, international.
Oh, that's great. That's great to know, not only nationally, but internationally, live stream events. So also, in addition to this light sound experiences, I understand Main Street Brookville is, of course, hosting an event on Monday.
Yes, we are. We were so lucky that we got to work with Main Street America, and they helped us get a grant from the Simons Foundation. And this grant is what is allowing us to put on our Moondawn main event. And at that event, we will have food trucks, numerous vendors, live music. We're going to have a bounce house for the kids, cornhole games set up, face painting. We also are working with science teachers from the Franklin County Middle School, and we're going to have 8 different science stations set up for kids and adults to participate and, you know, do fun things. I think one of the projects is to build a solar oven. So, you know, that's just really kind of a fun educational part of the event. And we're also having a living mural celebrating the eclipse. We're working with a local gardening group, and a bunch of kids from the high school are working together to put this living mural together.
All right. So that is Moondawn Main. That'll be put on by Main Street Brookville. Lots of things going on there, and all kinds of nice features at the as the total solar eclipse comes on Monday. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out and then shift gears a little bit as we continue our conversation with Christine Craig. She's the executive director of Main Street Brookville, and we'll have more with Christine right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Christine Craig. She is the executive director of Main Street Brookville. And Christine, you're fairly new to the position as far as running this organization, I understand.
Yes, I came on board the beginning of January. I took over from the former executive director, Nancy Main, who's been with Main Street Brookville for numerous years. And I'm so excited to be here in Brookville and to be a part of all of these wonderful experiences here, because, you know, we've got the large facade grant that's going on where we're updating and, well, not updating. We are taking 7 buildings and reverting back and putting them back to how they looked historically. You know, and that is an amazing thing. And a lot of that work is underway right now. And we are discovering hidden stained glass windows and things behind, you know, brick. And it's exciting to see these pieces of history come back, and we'll have them out here for everyone to see and experience and bring back a lot of Brookville's, you know, historic beauty.
And what are some other things that are going on, some other initiatives that Main Street Brookville has going on right now, Christine?
We are working with the town and the Indiana Small Business Group, and we have had what we call business workshops here recently. And again, I have another meeting today to see how we're going to grow that. And that is to help folks who want to either start a small business here locally or, you know, current small business owners. And these workshops and classes help them and direct them with all the little nuances of having a business, from taking your idea and growing it into a business, or taking your side hustle and turning that into your main hustle, or just growing your existing business and with, you know, marketing ideas. Also, how to do your taxes properly and, you know, the type of insurance you need. But all the little, you know, minute details of running a business that most people don't think about, and then that's why a lot of small businesses don't succeed, because they're surprised and they don't have support or the education to develop their business correctly in a way that will help them be successful. So we're working with that, and we just got done with a series of 3 workshops, and we're planning on moving forward and doing more.
Now, to shift gears a little bit once more, to pivot, of course, as you mentioned earlier, you took over in January, but Christine, could you give us a little bit about you, your background, and how you got involved in this line of work?
Well, I have more years than I care to share. That would give away my age, of, you know, retail management experience, from general manager clear to regional manager positions. I was recently the clerk treasurer for the city of Greendale. I have always loved history and architecture. I am the treasurer for the Dearborn County Historical Society. I'm also a board member for the Dearborn County Clearinghouse, which is one of the larger food banks in Dearborn County. I've always loved Brookville and this town, and was incredibly excited when this, you know, became available for me. Community is important, you know, growing it, supporting it, and keeping our roots strong, you know, is incredibly important. And Brookville is a wonderful town, and I'm glad that I've gotten this chance to be such a part of Brookville.
And, of course, you mentioned your Greendale and the Dearborn County ties. Now, are you a resident of Franklin County and or Brookville yet, or have you made the move yet?
No, I still am a resident of Dearborn County in Greendale. And so, you know, it's a beautiful drive. So I don't mind that coming up here. It's not far. And like I said, I've always would come up here and experience Brookville, the lake and the river. And so I've always felt connected. And who knows? Who knows what might happen in the future? I may find a beautiful historic home here in Brookville that I decide to make my own. It's always a possibility.
Indeed. And while we're confessing, I also am a resident of Dearborn County, but I work in Batesville, so, you know, there. All right. Christine, how can folks get a hold of or find out more about Main Street Brookville and as far as your events and so forth, the organization in general, and also about the light sound devices?
The light sound device, they can go to www.astrolab.fas.harvard.edu/lightsound. Or just throw light sound up into, it's all one word, into your search bar, and it will take you to it. And for more information here in Brookville in Franklin County, you can go to the Franklin County, Indiana website, and just franklincountyin.com events, and it will direct you there. Because there are tons of, you know, our retailers and restaurants here on Main Street in Brookville are going to be open on Monday with special deals and events at each location. And then all over Franklin County, there's going to be many things and events going on for this eclipse.
All right. Well, Christine Craig, Executive Director of Main Street Brookville, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, and hopefully we can call on you again in the future.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me.